Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through this week's focus on a new walk, we're looking at different passages, scriptures out of 1 John. Actually, all week we're looking at 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, just various things that John has said about how we ought to walk as children of God. Today's specific topic within the week is walk like Jesus. John writes and says that if we claim to be in Him, then we must walk like Jesus. Now, doing so means we need to spend time in God's Word. We need to spend time in prayer. We need to spend time with God, understanding and learning how Jesus walked, what His life was like, how He would have us to live in a way that makes Him visible to the people around us. God's desire is that we take on the characteristics of Jesus. That we clothe ourselves every day with goodness, with compassion, with kindness, with mercy, with justice, with love. You see, God uses people, but not in a bad way. So many times we hear that, they're just using you. Well, God's idea of using us is being productive through us. His plan, His calling, His commandment to us is that we would go and make disciples wherever we go, as we go. And we do that by helping others see the importance of Jesus in our life so that they know the importance of Jesus in their life. You know, it's good to bring people to a point of knowing they need Jesus, of immersing them into Christ. But He's also commanded us and told us as part of that process that we teach them to obey everything that He commanded. And as the old saying goes, it's pretty difficult to teach someone, at least effectively, something that you're not doing. That was the difficulty in the days of Jesus. The religious leaders were teaching all kinds of things, but they weren't doing it. And Jesus comes along and says, you know, what they're saying is good, but don't follow their example, because what they're doing is evil. And when we live that way, we create a great confusion in the minds of people, especially people that need to see Jesus. And so we learn to consider, how would Jesus live through me today? When I go about the tasks that are on my to-do list today, will people that don't know me recognize some element of God's goodness? Will they know me as God's child? Will they see Him as I walk like Jesus? years ago, I was lived in a small town and would often take family walks, or sometimes just to take my daughter for a walk, or actually her ride in a wagon. I'd be pulling her downtown, and we'd walk a couple miles from our house to the downtown mini mart to get a Dr. Pepper and walk back home. And there were numerous times I would encounter people, and they would say, I don't know who you are, but I've watched you walk, and I can tell you who your dad is. And they were correct. And we have that capability. I know in some of us it's stronger than in others, that we imitate our parents in such a strong way. Some probably genetically in looks, but others in our mannerisms and habits that we picked up from them. And the idea was these people could tell where I belonged without ever having met me. And that's what John is writing about. That's what he's talking about when he says, if we claim to be in him, then we must walk like Jesus. People that have never met us before ought to see a resemblance to a father. In the way we talk, in the way we walk, in the way we live, in the way we do life. Jesus says that the world will know that we are his, that we follow him by the way we love one another. You see, walking like Jesus is examining his life and asking the hard questions. What would he do? If I stayed home today and he went to work in my place, and then go to work and do that, what would he do if I stayed home and he went grocery shopping for me? Then do that. What would he do if he were driving my car and got cut off in traffic? Then the next time that happens, respond in a similar way. And sometimes we like to justify ourselves and says, well, how would I know what he would do? He never had a car. He definitely had multiple opportunities of, in one way or another, getting cut off by people. And he always responded with compassion, with a desire that they would know him, that they would be changed. You see, that's one of the differences between walking like Jesus as he walked and walking like Jesus as some would have you do today. There's a movement about that wants us to believe that Jesus was all accepting of everything and anything, and to represent him well, we can't call sin sin. But Jesus never stepped back from being truthful. He never stepped back from calling people to obedience to the commands of God. The difference was he never stopped loving them regardless. And we struggle with that. We've probably all heard the adage of hate the sin and love the sinner. And it sounds good on paper. It sounds good in our ears. But in practice, it's a struggle for most of us to do that and do it well. But it's also a struggle for those that don't want to give up sin. And they hear those words, and in their mind, it's that sin is a part of who they are. It's inseparable to them, and so it sounds, well, impossible. And so if you hate the sin, then you must hate me. And somehow Jesus walked that line in not condemning people, but in calling them to repentance, in offering them hope, in a willingness to do what he could to bring about a transformation. As we walk like Jesus today, will we love people? Love them enough to want them to walk like Jesus too. To want them to live a life of purity, as we talked about yesterday. Condemnation rarely brings about change. And I believe that's one of the reasons why Jesus practiced truth rather than condemnation. When we learn to love people and to be truthful with people and loving ways, we walk like Jesus. When we learn to have compassion on people and suffer with them, we walk like Jesus. When we learn to have mercy on the people who don't deserve it, and technically that could go on Stez's head because that's the definition of mercy, it's undeserved. We walk like Jesus. Today, as you spend time thinking about what your day looks like, I would encourage you to, not just today, but every day, deliberately give thought to what it would look like if Jesus was walking in your day. And then walk that way. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've transformed us into the image of Christ. And I know it's a work in progress in our life, and we move forward and we stumble and you pick us up and set us on your path again. And we continue. And God, today I pray that we would learn in every situation to walk like Jesus, to love like Jesus, to have compassion like Jesus, to share truth like Jesus. And may we spend time in your word. May we spend time in prayer and listening, getting to know what that would look like in our specific situations. Father, may we live in such a way that those that know you but don't know us would see in us the family resemblance. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we not only set for them a good example from our life, but we set for them a good example of walking like Jesus. That they not only imitate us, but in the process they imitate you. Father, it's my prayer that those that we are raising up would see in us a life that honors Jesus by living like Him. That even in the difficult circumstances, where walking like Jesus will make life more difficult for us at times, where it would be just simpler to do our own thing, may our example in choosing the Christ-like way be seen and noticed by our children, that they would know the value of doing such. Father, as we go about the tasks that are before us today, whatever they look like, may we re-examine them, not based on what is easiest for us, not based on what somebody else might want, but based on what it would look like if Jesus was here doing those tasks instead of us. Father, then as we spend time considering that, may we go and do as Jesus would. Father, if we're uncertain, may we continue to go back to your word. May we continue to seek you in prayer and allow your spirit to teach and direct us. Father, life is this wonderful gift that you've given us. But you've given it not simply so that we take up space and time for a season here on earth, but so that we would walk like Jesus and make you known as we represent Him to those around us. And so, Father, today as we live life, as we walk, may it be as Jesus would. And in doing so, may we lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.